and we're having a look at Marlon just to see, you know, if he's capable of being able to join us. So he's with us, Marlon, and that's the only thing that the only choice that we're looking at this moment in time.
Have you been impressed with Marlon so far?
He's done well, but listen, we're just in the first throws. We've only been back, what is it now, 10 days? Mm. 10 days into our training programme, so we haven't been back that long. The lads had a day off yesterday. They'd worked really hard since we've been here and the few days that before we left. A lot of tired bodies, a lot of stiff bodies after the game we played the other day. So it's just about, so I would say we're running around about 75-80% at the moment on where we want to be, which is what we want.
Have you had that game of golf with Brian McDermott yet?
No, I think they're hiding away from us somewhere.
Are they doing that on purpose?
Probably. No, we had a break yesterday. It was pretty decent. No, we had a nice day off yesterday. The players, they needed it, and we've come back this morning and they look bright and sharp in the training. But the weather's really good. It's nice. It's not too hot. It's just about right at the times of the day that we train.
Obviously, the reason I'm asking about Brian McDermott, you anticipate the question that comes next, don't you? Has there been any further progress on Mikel Antonio?
That's probably why he's hiding. No, the chairman's over with us now, and I think the chairman and their chairman are going to meet up when we play them, and they'll have a chat and see whether we can do anything. So, as I said, the chairman came over yesterday, and he's come over for the games, and then he'll be speaking to the people, as he need be.
Had it reached a point of stalemate? Is that too strong a word to use to describe this becoming
a bit of
a saga?
Not really. No. Listen, you know, they might be waiting for somebody to come in. They might be thinking about not selling them. There'll be lots of things, but it's moving forward. It's just the final bit, which is always a difficult part. There's lots of players we're waiting on at the moment that we're just waiting to see whether the clubs are prepared to let them out or we've matched the offer that they require.
Would it be fair to say that you're optimistic that it might get done?
I don't want to sound too negative or too positive at the end of the day, so it's best just to stay neutral. We are working. We want to bring in 4 or 5 new players to add to the squad, and that'll be good. You know, we haven't seen Lewis yet, Lewis Buxton. He's been training with us, but he's recovering from his shoulder injury. So he'll be like a new player coming in. Anthony Gardner is, you know, a new player. The new boys that have all come in, they're all settling in really well, but we know that we need probably 4 or 5 new players to come in to give us the squad that we feel is going to compete.
You've got a lot of good depth, haven't you, there in that sort of back four position? Are you comfortable with what you've got there, or would you still like to add another one?
No, we're still looking to bring one more in. We're still looking to bring another defender in. And if we can bring in a defender, it'll be ideal for us. And then we'll be sorted in that position. We're looking to bring in another centre midfield player, which hopefully we're close to. And then we're looking in the wide positions and another centre forward.
So that is the sort of the position maybe you're closest to adding right now, central midfield. Is that the area that we should sort of concentrate on here?
I never take anything for granted in football. You never know who, where, what can change people's minds. You know, we had a trialist that was coming in from Barcelona. He got offered a fantastic deal at Werder Bremen. So we decided to sign for them. You know, that's just how your luck goes. There's lots of other things. We spoke to a lot of people and we're waiting for a lot of things to come to fruition, and you know, it's just more patience. And but as I said, there's still a long, long way to go before the season kicks off yet.
Is Orlando Saar one of the players you've spoken to?
I'll tell you what, I'll give you 10 out of 10 for trying. You're absolutely fantastic. I'll give you credit for keep having a go.
Yeah, we're just doing a job, and we know what we're going to get.
I haven't got a problem with that. Don't worry.
What about players departing? Is there anything to report there? Is there any potential? Maybe one or two.
Again, there's one or two inquiries. We've said what we've said about the player and what we expect, and it's whether them clubs now want to come back and do that.
This might be a sensitive one, and I'm not sure how much you'd be prepared to discuss it. But can you update us on the situation with Chris Kirkland?
When we get back, we'll sit down with Chrissy. We're in contact with him all the time. It's a personal issue with him, and we respect that. And we're, as I said, I'm in constant contact with him, and the club is. And we'll probably resolve that sometime next week.